Things are not going so well for another South American leader. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner was sworn in as Argentina's first female president just a couple of months ago. Back then, she promised to build on the economic boom that had been engineered by her husband and predecessor, Néstor Kirchner. But multiple strikes by Argentina's grain farmers have battered the president's image. Ian Mount sent us this report from Buenos Aires.
The clatter of banging pots and pans in downtown Buenos Aires, a kind of anti-government street protest called a cacerolazo. The last time that sound was widespread was during the 2001 economic collapse, when similar protests brought down President Fernando de la Rúa. Under current President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, the clanging cacerolazo has made a comeback. It wasn't supposed to come to this. When Cristina, as she's often called, succeeded husband Néstor Kirchner as president, she came to office with an approval rating of close to 60%, an economy growing by more than 8% a year, and the reputation of a diplomat who would mend societal divisions and build Argentina's international image.
The expectations were that she would in fact be better than her husband.
Argentine political consultant Felipe Noguera.
That she would maintain the high level of results, that she would correct some of the problems that were sort of bubbling to the surface towards the end of his term in terms of inflation and worries about the economic situation, and that she would have a more open style.
But it was her reaction to farmers, striking over a sharp increase in soybean export taxes, that brought people and their banging pots to the street. After an angry speech in which she said she would not make any concessions and give in to the farm sector's extortion, striking farmers began to block highways with burning tires.
The farmers had taken enough already. They stopped the exports of beef. They stopped the exports of some of the grains. They put up export tax before that. The farmer just said enough.
That's Malcolm Rodman, a farmer and former director of the Sociedad Rural Argentina Farm Union. Soon, Buenos Aires and other cities began experiencing food shortages and price spikes. In a fiery April speech to the Peronist faithful, Fernandez de Kirchner suggested sexism was behind criticisms of her and compared farmers and their media partisans to supporters of the 1976 military coup.
Esta vez no han venido acompañados de tanques.
This time, they haven't come accompanied with tanks. This time, they've come with media generals.
With much of the middle class calling for negotiations with Argentina's farmers and demanding tough political choices to lower inflation and attract foreign investment, Fernandez de Kirchner's decision to mock farmers as rich oligarchs and continue her husband's high-spending patronage politics provided further alienation. The national news weekly Noticias published a cover story titled, Why She's So Irritating.
I think Cristina's specific problems are her superior tone of voice and her school-marm gestures.
But according to Sergio Berenstein, a pollster who pegs her tumbling approval rating at 26%, it's neither the presidential style nor the farm strike that's alienated Argentines.
She lost the support of the middle class at large, both in urban and rural areas. It's as Bill Clinton would put it, it's the economy stupid.
The farmers went back on strike for 2 weeks after the government canceled a planned negotiation. Adding to Fernandez de Kirchner's problems, a recent cold snap caused a shortage of natural gas used for running factories. For the world, this is Ian Mount.